From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Leaders of the world's 20 richest economies are starting 2 days of meetings in Hamburg, Germany today. British Prime Minister Theresa May.
We are going to play our full part in this G20 summit, and we will be discussing some very important topics. I'm very pleased that Chancellor Merkel has put up front on the agenda leaders sitting around the table and discussing counter-terrorism issues. And what I will be talking about is the need for us to deal with the financing of terrorism.
The gathering of powerful leaders has attracted thousands of protesters, including many who clashed with police Thursday, and some incidents are taking place today, leaving dozens injured on Thursday. Protesters told reporters they have been camping out waiting for President Trump's arrival. After the rousing welcome he received in Poland, Mr. Trump arrived in less friendly territory in Hamburg to face tough issues of trade and climate, as well as his face-to-face meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin today. Egyptian officials say a suicide car bomber has attacked a military checkpoint in northern Sinai, killing 10 soldiers. There has been no claim of responsibility for the blast Friday. Egypt has been battling an Islamic State insurgency since 2013, when the military ousted Islamist President Mohamed Morsi after mass protests. Authorities say 28 inmates were killed in a fight between rival gangs in a state prison in the Mexican Pacific resort of Acapulco. The security officials were able to regain control of the prison late in the day on Thursday. For more news, please join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. North Korean state television broadcast a statement Friday declaring that Pyongyang developed the intercontinental ballistic rocket to defend itself against threats from the United States. President Trump labeled North Korea's behavior a threat and promised to confront it.
Not only must we secure our nations from the threat of terrorism, but we must also confront the threat from North Korea. And that's what it is. It's a threat. And we will confront it very strongly. President Duda and I call on all nations to confront this global threat and publicly demonstrate to North Korea that there are consequences for their very, very bad behavior.
That was Mr. Trump speaking in Poland. Trump said he is not one to draw red lines or talk about his plans, but that he has some, in his words, pretty severe things he's thinking about as it pertains to North Korea, but he did not elaborate further. Street violence and gang shootings are on the rise in many big cities worldwide. One of the cities, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, which sees an average of 15 gun battles a day, and innocent bystanders are often caught in the crossfires. But people in Rio can now avoid street violence thanks to several smartphone applications. Get more on the story from VOA's Zadika Hoke.
The latest app, known as OTT, short for Where There Is a Shootout in Portuguese, was developed by a group of volunteers. The app shows users where a shooting has occurred so they can avoid the area. It also sends alerts to Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and other social media. The group says their alerts reach nearly 3 million people, almost half the population of Rio de Janeiro. Violent crime has risen by 11% in the first half of this year compared to the same period last year. More than 2,300 people were killed in the first 5 months of 2017. Details about shootouts, location, injuries, fatalities, and other vital information are sourced by users. The app also fills a statistical void since the city does not compile data on shootouts. In order to avoid false alarms, both programs adhere to strict operating standards. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. economy posted strong growth in June with a net gain of 222,000 jobs. June's job gains were concentrated in healthcare, business services, and restaurants.
It was fun. It was crazy, yeah. I didn't realize there'd be so many people running at the same time, so it was exciting.
Friday's opening of the Bull Running Festival in northern Spain was not enjoyable for everyone. Two Americans, one Spaniard, were gored Friday in the northern city of Pamplona. The Red Cross says the Spaniard suffered serious injuries. Officials say the two Americans were not badly hurt. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.